The Arts Center of the Capital Region is partnering with YWCA of the, let me say that again, YWCA of the Greater Capital Region for their fifth annual Brava, a fundraiser seeking to provide new bras to women and girls that live at the YWCA. Why can't I say that, Marion? What happened?
You know, you need more practice, Joe. You need to come to the YWCA and we'll stand outside and we'll chant the name. How about that?
Wow, it's not like we haven't been on for 5 years in a row. YWCA, GCR, and those in need in the greater capital region. After all, that's what GCR stands for. The event will feature writers from around the region and beyond who read jury-selected poems and essays or perform songs and monologues on the subject of brassieres in their lives. The pieces will touch on the subject from many viewpoints and range from poignant to hilarious. New this year is Brava, the book.
The book.
Woo! The book. Stories that celebrate something close to our hearts. A compilation of pieces performed at the past four of these wonderful events. To tell us more, we welcome the founder, Marion Roach. Good morning, Marion.
Good morning, Joe.
And Starletta Smith is with us, acting director of the YWCA-GCR. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. I'm well. Thank you.
Excellent. It's wonderful to have you here. Welcome and congratulations. Are you having fun being the acting director?
I am. I'm learning a lot. A lot of things that I didn't know. And
how long have you been in the position?
For 4 months now.
Oh, all right.
Well, yes, but I've been at the Y for 11 years.
Oh, okay. So you know where all the light switches are and everything.
Absolutely.
You're fine. Marion, remind me how this all started.
So this all started 5 years ago when I got a request from the Y to supply the Christmas gifts for a family in need living at the Y. And the woman asked, she had two children, and she asked for very meager gifts for both. She asked for them just jackets, but for herself, she asked only for a bra. And in her handwritten note, it said, "I don't own one." And I thought, how can that be? And if I didn't have a bra, I couldn't go get my prescriptions or register my kids for school. So I called the development director and I said, "I know you can't tell me much about her, but I'm getting this vision like maybe she left in the middle of the night with her kids." And she said, "Of course she did." And I said, "Well, but I gave you all my business clothes when I moved here. So they have this wonderful program at the Y where women get to use the clothes that have been donated to go on job interviews." And the development director at the time then said, "Yes, of course, we have all the clothes, but we don't have any underwear." And so I thought, there is a need. We could have some great fun with this. And we started this night of memoir reading at the Y. And it's been 5 years, and every year it gets bigger. And this year we've got a book, Joe, and it's on Amazon and it's for sale in our local bookstores. And can you imagine anything more wonderful than this? It went from one woman who needed a bra to this day we've raised 3,000 bras for people in the community. And it's anyone who needs one can call the Y. And if we don't have the size, we'll use the funds that we've also amassed to get it for you.
The event takes place Friday night.
November 8th.
At the Art Center, right?
Yes, 265 River Street in Troy.
And we'll give you the information, but it's YWCA-GCR, and you can get tickets and find out more information that way. It goes from 5 to 8. So give us a sense, Starletta, about the need for the women and for those not only in the community but at the Y, the need that is there, that you see.
So YWCA, the Greater Capital Region, is dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. And what is needed in our community is stable housing, safe, affordable housing, and that's one of the things that the YWCA also provides. But means as far as, you know, bras and underwear, like things that we definitely take for granted that we don't think about on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And when you put on a bra, it gives you security. It gives you hope. It makes you feel good about yourself. And that's one of the things that, besides safe, affordable housing, we need underclothes for women that want to transition back into our community.
And yeah. These are women who just want to go and do...
Life.
Outside.
Right.
Yes.
We used to call bras foundations.
Yes.
And I think we should bring that word back. Foundational support. This is foundational support. I'm not going out of my house without a bra.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And that's what we're doing to these women. When they show up, we're making them feel even more isolated, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why do we have trouble? It's gotten better, but why do we have trouble talking about bras?
I don't have trouble talking
about bras. Well, I know you don't. You don't have much trouble talking about anything.
Starletta has no trouble talking about
bras.
Because it's
all.
A sexualization. And yeah. So when we put out the call for submissions, it says very specifically, no sexualized stories. And what's fascinating to me is when we started this project 5 years ago, there was this general sense that we'd do it once. Because after all, then all the stories would be told. No.
No.
We have 52 stories in that book, and there's not a duplication at all, because we've got trans stories, we've got gay stories, we've got stories from every kind of person, men, well, all the genders, let's say.
Yes.
But everybody's got a bra story. Mm-hmm. Either it was one of envy, or maybe you stole your sister's and used it as a slingshot, as one of the stories showed last year. Mm-hmm. There is this sexualization that we're not interested in this realm. We're interested in the foundational support and what it means.
It's fascinating to me. A week ago, well, last Thursday, I went with my wife and we went shopping. We went to the store. We walk into the store, and my wife is going to pick out a bra. We go over to the department, and a saleswoman comes immediately over, looks right at me, and says, "The chair is over there."
You got the chair?
The chair.
Oh.
The chair is
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
And my wife turned to her and said, "No, he's with me.
Yeah.
We're in this together."
Yeah. Oh, I yeah. love that.
It is, but it's that thing of like we're not often welcome to that party.
As you should be. You should be more than welcome yeah. to that party, because we could get this ridiculous sexualization out of the conversation. One
yeah.
of the things I love about the new online bra companies is they don't talk about what Victoria's Secret talks about.
Right.
And we have a real split now, and I'm on the other side of the split.
So if we come, we are expected to bring a bra.
You are expected yes. to bring a bra with the tags still on.
Right.
There is an admission price on the ticket, and there is a brand new bra required for everyone who walks in the door.
So what is most needed? That would be what I would worry about as far as getting the right thing.
Any bra, but particularly we would like bras that are plus size, you know, bigger sizes.
Yep.
Those come to be more expensive, and we have a lot of ladies that are triple D's, and
yep.
we don't get come across those bras as frequent.
Right. Yeah. And make sure when you buy one of them, they don't have to be flesh colored. They can be polka dotted with lots of stuff on them.
Yes, yes.
Because
yes.
just because you're big doesn't mean you're not fun.
Right.
Yes. Were you listening to the conversation between Kelly and I?
No, I wasn't. I mean, what I don't, we just don't need to see all those Band-Aid colored bras.
Cause no.
I just love the bras that have everything on them. And the wonderful thing about
just
this project is people send bras in the mail anonymously all year to the Y. People send drop-off bras all year long. I mean, this has become quite the event in Troy. We see people walking down the streets of Troy with a bra in their hand. We
yes.
know where they're going.
Yes. And so really anything is helpful.
Absolutely.
And then I assume then that gives you a little bit of maneuvering in the sense of if you find a woman who does need something that you don't immediately have, you can find that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We have the funds for that.
We have
the funds for
and
that.
We also work with other YWs, other organizations, where we bring bras to them as well. Like, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that no woman doesn't have a bra.
We've opened this up to the community. So anybody can call the YWCA GCR and say, "I need a 52 double D." And we either have it or we will
go get it
for you.
Yes.
And are you the only ones doing this?
Yes.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
And yet sad.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're in negotiations to spread the word. And we wanted to get it right. And the book was part of getting it right. Was
right.
really making sure that we got this available to others.
Absolutely.
So the book is here. As I said, it was an anonymous donor this year, right?
Yes, yes, yes. The book is wonderful. I read it from cover to cover, and it is fabulous. And I'm so happy to be a part of the releasing of the book. And I urge everyone to get out and get this book before they're all sold out.
And all the funds go to the bra program at the Y. And there will be books for sale on Friday, November 8th. The event's from 5 to 8 p.m. And we have 17 eager readers. One is a songwriter. We have people of all genders. We have every kind of story. The committee just selected their works. And I just read them all this weekend. And oh My God, I laughed, I cried.
I know so many of these people in this book, I just realized. That's really interesting. Okay. So I don't know why I never made that connection before, but that's that's funny. So, and the stories, this is what people come. They come to hear the stories.
They do.
And so talk a little bit about what goes, what you're looking for, what you want to include in those stories that are told.
So last year was the first year that I think there was a great change in the air. People were angry. The first 3 years, there was a lot of joy in the experience. Last year, we had to recognize the difference that happened after the Kavanaugh hearings, and people were angry, and they were looking for a place to express that anger. And so I can tell you this, that the last story that we read last year was by a woman who went 3,000 miles into Yukon territory. She went onto a logging road by herself. She was unaccompanied. It took her hours to get there, to stand on the site where the man who had molested her as a child had killed himself. She had found out through dogged reporting where he had gone to shoot himself. And her story is written from the motel room. And I can't do this without crying. She's standing in the motel room deciding, she brought two bras with her, and she's standing there deciding which one to wear to go and confront the person, her uncle, Carl, who had molested her repeatedly as a child. God. There are stories of that power. There's a story from one man who stole his neighbor's brassiere and made a slingshot out of it on his tenement roof as a kid. There are stories that will make you think about your own sexuality, and there are stories that will simply make you laugh so hard you will not be able to control yourself. Mm. And that's the power, right?
Absolutely.
The value of bras.
Yes.
What is the reaction from the women when the bras are received?
Tears fill their eyes. Yeah. And it's such a powerful moment to watch. We hand them out throughout the year, but every year a woman gets a new bra for Christmas. So that feeling as they're going through and they're picking out the bra that they want, bras or a few, you just know what the bra means to you, so you just know that what you're hoping it means to them. And it's just such a powerful moment to sit back and watch. At the same time, it's almost, it brings tears to your eyes because some people don't have a bra.
Yeah.
Right.
And they do it beautifully. They have these beautiful boxes set up at the Y. And like a big recipe file. Like it's a and there are these beautiful cards that show the sizes. So it's not like you show up at the Y and we hand you a bra over the desk.
No, you pick your own
bra. It's private. Yes. You get to choose from the many colors in your size. It's with great dignity.
Absolutely.
And we've also over the years brought in a bra fitter several times a year so that the women at the Y can get a real fitting, maybe for the first time in their lives.
Actually know the size.
We take this very seriously.
Yes.
This is liberation.
What was the number you gave? How many?
3,000 to
3,000.
Yeah, they're out in their community. Mm-hmm.
And what's the but there's always need, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's always a need.
Yes.
Yes. This will never go away.
Yeah.
So changing it so that what we really want to do here is give the message to the community that the next time you buy one for yourself, buy one for someone in need. Drop it off at the Y, put it in the mail to the Y, we'll get it to someone. You may never meet her, but you can be sure that it's out there in the world, letting her go out and do her job.
Mm. Yes.
And there's just a wonderful feeling in that alone.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about the event itself. I assume it is a lot of fun. And even though there are very powerful stories, that's a good time.
It's rip roaring, I think is the word.
Yes,
Starletta
has
made the food for the last 4 years. The food is amazing. The women at the Y make the food. So we have drinks and hors d'oeuvres, right?
Yes, it's a very good time. This year we're introducing bra cookies.
We have bra cookies.
Yes.
So let's have a little fun with that.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then we have these writers, and we go into the reading. It's a wild ride of story is what it is. I think it's the best
memoir.
Is there
a cookie cutter? I'm sorry. I just have to.
You're a little stuck on the cookie.
No, I'm just asking. Like, do you shape that, or is that?
Nope, it's actually an upside-down heart.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
That makes sense. It's all in the decoration, then.
Yes, yes. Gotcha. And our wonderful staff is making making them, and we can't wait to have them this year.
Yeah. So the 5 to 8, there really you don't have to get there till 6. That's just fine. I know it's hard to get there at 5. But cocktails, hors d'oeuvres, yes. Really wonderful night in Troy at the Art Center.
Yeah.
And tickets are going fast.
Yes.
If you go to the website for the YWCA, which is ywca-gcr.org, which, by the way, we have a link on our website as well, ywca-gcr.org. You can find out information about the event. You can find out information about the book and the event, which goes from 5 to 8 on November 8th at the Art Center of the Capital Region in downtown Troy, and also will be along with the replay of this interview. When you think about the people that you've helped, when you think about all the stories, when you see it in, I guess I would think for you, just to see it in book form of the power must be very, very interesting. And
I held
powerful.
That book to my heart when it came, when the first edition came. It's a dream, really. And this anonymous donor allowed this dream to come true. She printed 250 copies. And every dime of that money will go to the Y program to keep Roz out in the world. So, yes. And those writers, some of those writers have never been published. So I did all the editing, the selection, and we got the art direction was curated by the woman who wrote the story about going into Yukon territory. She also donated her art direction time. So this is an act of love, this book.
Yeah.
It's on Amazon, it's at our local bookstores, and it's from Troy Bookmakers.
So it is, it really does, and it helps tell the story too, as you said, if you want to go further with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You use the word negotiation, which of course I'm fascinated in, but I'll ask you about that later.
Well, next year when we have us on for the 6th annual Brava, I'll be able to tell you how we've gone worldwide. Yeah. How about
I think that's good. But I would assume people have to come to you and say, oh, we're interested in that. We would like to know more about this.
Yes. We wanted to get it right before we took it out. You know, there's too much of a history of people with great ideas going too far too fast. And this one, we think we've got this now.
Yeah. Well, the book is absolutely beautiful. It is Brava, Stories That Celebrate Something Close to Our Hearts. The event takes place Friday night, November 8th, at the Art Center of the Capital Region in downtown Troy from 5 to 8 p.m. ywca-gcr.org. ywca-gcr.org for more information. You can also go to our website, wamc.org. wamc.org/roundtable and find the link there. Starletta, Marianne, thank you so much. It's just always a pleasure, and thank you for the beautiful work you're doing in the community and for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you, Joe.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, it's Brava. It's taking place on Friday night, November 8th. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.